Alhamdulillah, we have been given another opportunity to look at or give a small introduction towards one of the commanders or flag bearers chosen by Lady Zainab Salamu Alayha to defend the sanctity, the haram of the Ahlul Bayt. I feel just through his will you begin to understand what kind of personality this individual was. There's a very powerful and somewhat strange quote from Imam Khomeini in which he says that contemplating over the wills of the shuhada is equivalent to 50 years worth of ibadah. That's a statement by someone who does not exaggerate things. There is some weight behind what he says. The name of the shaheed is Shaheed Abbas Danishgar. This is the will. I begin in the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate. Where am I and where are the shuhada? So you see, this starts with humility, humbleness. There are so many stories about humility throughout his life. I am ashamed to be writing my will like the shuhada. I am not worthy of even eating from the leftover crumbs of their sufra or their dinner mat. A shaheed claws his way through to attain shahada. He has to go on a long journey so he can reach this station. But what about me? The darkness of my sins has covered my face and left me bare and rotting. Movement is a part of the essence of a human being, and sins are the chains that hold them down. I do not like inertia or stillness or stagnation. Getting accustomed to stagnation is a huge catastrophe for the followers of the truth. Stagnation has decimated us. In this movement of all of creation towards the true existence worthy of worship, stagnation has made these arms and legs a prison. A person may become deaf, blind, lose the capacity to think, mute, and still we say they are living. After a while, they become intoxicated, and then they become accustomed to this intoxication. Woe be upon us if we start enjoying ourselves in this intoxicated state and lose the ability to feel pain. Pain is not felt by an unconscious person or a person who is asleep. Pain is felt by a person who is conscious and awake. In reality, where is my pain? Why have I become apathetic? Have I become unconscious? Am I asleep? As easy as drinking water, they are killing thousands of Muslims, and all we have done is share the news. Has this untamed heart of ours felt any pain? How many sleepless nights have we experienced? Have we not become intoxicated in this dunya? Oh God, you make us conscious. You wake us up. I can hear the sounds of Al-Atash. I can hear the sounds of the tents of Imam Hussein. But the world has gone deaf. The tents are burning, but our hearts have not been ignited. Is there a sickness worse than this? Why do we not search for a treatment for this? Our souls have been obliterated whilst we are busy playing with the toys in this world. We have become the manifestation of الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي خَوْذٍ يَلْعَبُونَ. I am dead, you grant me life. I am asleep, you wake me up. And look at the love that he professes for the Ahlul Bayt. And you can feel that this love is not the kind of level that maybe, or I feel that at least. Because you can see that he's saying he can literally hear the camps of Imam Hussein. He can see that they are on fire. This is a different type of hearing. This is a different type of seeing. Look how he finishes his will. Oh God, by the sanctity of the tired feet of Ruqayyah, by the sanctity of the tired look of Zainab, by the sanctity of the worried eyes of the Imam of our time, what does he pray for at the end? He says, give us movement.